Now let us recap. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and the Lord adds no sorrow with it. That is clear. It is the blessing of God. It's not our hustle. It's not our hard work. No, 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 no. It's not our business acumen. It's not our education. It's not our intellect, church. Please understand that. It is the blessing of the Lord. It's not your education. It's not your degrees. No, 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 no. It's not your commercial understanding. It's not your commercial knowledge. In fact, the Lord wants us to surpass by far people of this world. Because it's the blessing of the Lord that makes rich. And there's no comparison. None whatsoever. Number two, Galatians 3:14. We are recapping. We read these scriptures. We are recapping. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, the blessing is for the church. It's for the church through faith. That's why when we give, it's an act of faith. To activate the blessing is through faith. The blessing is for the church. 2 Corinthians 8:9, chapter 8, verse number 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. What is the will of God for you and for me? Is to be rich. What is the will of God for the church? Is to be rich. That's what he's talking about. Let scripture explain scripture. That's what we are doing. That's why we are recapping. Let scripture explain scripture, explain scripture, explain scripture. Whether or not you're going to do it, that's your own decision. You decide in your heart. You decide in your heart. Proverbs chapter number 3, verse 9 and 10. Notice, he says, honor the Lord with your wealth. Honor the Lord with your riches. Honor the Lord with your abundance. Listen, the author of Proverbs is assuming. See, he says, honor the Lord with your wealth. Honor the Lord with your possessions. Honor the Lord with your abundance. He's assuming that you are rich. Why would he assume such a thing? Because he's not writing to rich people. He's writing to all the children of God. But he's assuming. It says, honor the Lord with your wealth. So he's assuming. And why would he assume such a thing? Because of Proverbs 10:22. Did you get that? Honor the Lord with your wealth. How does he know you are wealthy? He's assuming you are. And why would he assume you are? Because of Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich. That's why he's assuming. So he says, honor the Lord with your riches. Not now because you are rich, so you don't give anymore. Not now because you are rich, so you have arrived. No, no. Honor the Lord with your riches. Honor the Lord with your wealth. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. What is clear today is that it is giving that activates the blessing. Giving is the key that operates the blessing. Tell your neighbor that, please. Giving is the key that operates the blessing. Which blessing, by the way? The blessing that makes you rich. The blessing that makes you prosper. The blessing that makes you succeed. It's the blessing of the Lord. And giving is the key. Giving is the key. When we are lacking in this house, how do we come out of lack in this house? The key. What is the key? Scripturally, what is the word? We can only come out of lack in this house by the word of God. What is the key in the word? What is the key? My business is not doing well. How do I come out of this quagmire of my business not doing well? What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say? The key is giving. And not just any giving. Not just any giving. We looked at 7 points already. Not just at any giving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Second Corinthians chapter number 9, verses 8, 10, and 11. There was a lady, I think I told you not so long ago, who was still having church in Reveille. She had two babies, two kids, school-going children, the bigger girl and the little girl. She was struggling. She couldn't pay for their school responsibilities, the transport, the school fees, the uniform, the stationery. I will never forget this. She would take an envelope every Sunday when people are giving, when it's time to offer. I won't forget this. She would take an envelope. She would put what she had, which at some point, sometimes it was 30 rands. Sometimes it was 50 rands. Sometimes it was 70 rands. Sometimes it was way, way less. But she would take that little money, put it in an envelope, seal it, and give it. She did it, I think I remember, 2 or 3 times that I saw her doing that. The next thing that happened, she came with a testimony. She said the bigger girl, the school had given her total exemption. That means no school fees, no stationery, and now here's the thing. The school was going to pay for her uniform. She testified. Secondly, the younger daughter, the school gave her exemption from paying the fees for the entire year, by the way. Giving. Giving. The mother's concern was the children going to school that I cannot afford. I don't know her prayer when she was giving that seed. I don't know her prayer, but her prayer was answered. It was answered. It's by faith. Giving by faith, your heart goes with it. You decide in your heart. You know what you are doing. God looks at the heart. Oh, glory to God. There was a need in the church. We had a need. We needed 22,000 rands. The church was way smaller then. And during the course of the week, one of our members deposited 22,000 rands. We did not ask for offering. We did not mention the need. But out of the blue, she sent exactly the amount that we required. Exactly the amount that we required. Are you hearing what I'm saying? She sent the exact amount. We didn't publicize. We didn't tell anyone. She then went and applied for a house that she could not afford. A house in a plot in Mayerton. The former mayor used to stay there. It was the former mayor's property. A house she could not afford. A single woman, a young single woman, by the way. She went to the real estate agent. Went there, they did the paperwork and stuff like that. The owner reduced the price so ridiculously that in her presence, the real estate people, they said to her, "We can't believe this." She testified. They said, "We cannot believe this." They say, that man, the price he gave, no negotiation. But now he reduced the price without you asking him. Reduced the price so high and everything went down, the transfer fees and all of that, that came down that she could afford what she could not afford. She's still living in that house to this day. It is giving. See, We are giving you testimony, but don't take our word for testimony. Take the word of the word. People can formulate testimonies that are not true, but the word is real, church. I say the word is real, church. I've seen people, there's no one in this church, honestly, that God has not come through for them through their giving. Not only through their giving, God had come through for them even before they gave anything. People are sitting on testimonies. There was a time of the ministry that my wife and I would notice a very clear trend, that the people that were testifying almost every Sunday were actually the people that were giving in the church. I've said this before here more than once. My wife and I, we saw that. Those days when we're still taking testimonies, we still do it, but on camera now. Because people, when they come to testify here, they just want to be Barack Obama and give us iconic speeches. We noticed a trend. It was clear. These are the same people. And the same people that were testifying all the time, the same people. Now, when you look, these are the same people that give in the church. You will not stop testifying when you don't stop giving. Why you stop testifying? Because you stopped giving. You interfered with the flow. You interfered with the flow. Glory to God. Am I talking to somebody? There is need in this house. What is the key to come out? There are issues in my business. What is the key to come out? What is the key? Everything, the cost of living has gone up so high. What is the key? What is the key for me to continue living above the cost of living? What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say? God, He gives revelation of His word. If that's what we are looking for, if that's what we are searching for. You know, there's a point we're dealing with here. Paul was saying to them, give out of what you have, not out of what you don't have. But I have given you my testimony before. I was in a service. It was time for offering. So Benny Hinn says, give, even if you don't have the money, use your credit card. So the envelopes, they've got where you can put your credit card details. It says, use your credit card. But credit card is money I don't have, you know. But the Bible says, give out of what you have. No problem. The Lord spoke to me. I was with my wife that day. And I said, the Lord says we must give. And she said, it's fine. My wife will never say anything about money. My wife, money. I can decide to give you any amount of money. My wife has got nothing to do with that. She'll never even ask me. Some of us, we are privileged. So, I took the envelope. I don't have the cash. We don't have the cash. We have a credit card. Put the details. I said the Lord spoke to me. Please don't forget that. Put the details, whatever. Offer. I was working at the time. So we are living on salary. The following evening, I went again. My wife couldn't go. I went again on my own. Come time of offering again. You know when God wants you to do something, you become restless. I said, hey, tag the envelope. Again, I don't have the money. Put the credit card details. Must have given in two nights a little over 15,000 rands. A lot of money. Was working in those days and things were not so good. That year, I was working for a pharmaceutical company. a very big pharmaceutical company. You know that year, in my company, you when you make commission, it's the year is divided into four quarters. I made all that year without working hard, I kid you not. I was supposed to see eight clients, average, see eight clients a day. That was average, Monday to Friday. I kid you not, church. I was seeing, I'm not even ashamed to say this because I've seen God. Sometimes I was seeing one or two or three people a day. One or two or three people a day. But that year, I even became the rep of the year. I wasn't working. I made my target quarter one, quarter two, quarter three, quarter four. That was 25,000 rands per quarter. How much already? 100,000 rands. Making my, hitting my sales, hitting my targets. Not just hitting my targets, I exceeded them. That's one. That's one. Number two, same year, the whole company, we made our target. Now I'm getting my bonus for the company having made target. That was another 25,000 rands. Plus a trophy on top to say we are the best performing employee for the year. What happened? I gave out of my credit card. When the Lord said give. When the Lord said give. Because it does not make sense. How do I give out of credit card? That makes sense to me. But you see, I didn't go by sense. I went by what the Lord said. That's 125,000 rands in 1 year. Not my salary. No, no, salary. No, not my salary. That's commission. That was on commission and bonuses. Amazingly. That's the year that made the company say, ah, this guy. And before I resigned, I told they already decided to make me manager. And I said, no, I can't. God wants me. And I was even going to get more money. But you see, I was serving the God of the money and not the money. Am I talking to somebody in this place? I was walking up the stairs here one day. From here, I'm going up the stairs. It was at night. While I'm walking up the stairs and I got up there in my office, the Lord says, give so-and-so 10,000 rand. Give so-and-so 10,000 rand. Not even a member of the church. Huh? Fine. Send a message. Could you please send me your banking details? A person didn't even ask questions. Send me. I sent 10,000 rand. That was wee hours of Sunday morning. On Tuesday, 50,000 rand got into the minister's account. On Tuesday. God said, give so-and-so. Not just give, no. Give this person. Give this person. I could have decided not to give. That's why it says, decide where. Decide in your heart. The issue of receiving, it's your decision, not God's decision. I say the issue of receiving, it's your decision, not God's decision. The issue of blessing is your decision and not God's decision. It's not God's decision, church. No. I would earn extra income when I was still single. And I would peg the money. Not from my salary, like extra income that I would get. You know, life started to happen when I left working for government, you know. Government is prison. When I went in the corporate sector, I had extra income. I was a single man. I had debts. But I took the money and packed together in a stack and I took it to church. That's counterintuitive. I've got debts. this extra money, let me go and service my debts. But that's not what I felt in my heart. See? Where does God speak? Where does Holy Spirit speak? It's not what I felt in my heart. No. I drove to church with my bloated envelope. It's overflowing. I got into the church, it's parking. I called someone, an ordinary person, I said, in the church there, one of the people that were working there, I said, please, it was during the week, I said, take this money, give it to the reception, please don't tell them where it comes from. Please don't tell them where it comes from. And then I was relieved. So many of us, we hear God. So many of us, we receive revelations from God. But God has never told you to give anything. In fact, when you give things you don't want. That's not giving. God will never bless you for giving something you don't want. You are giving an offering with one eye. You're giving an offering that is diseased. That's Old Testament, remember. God says, you are bringing me these animals that you yourself, you don't want. God says, you have your reward. I won't bless you. That's what most of us do. We give stuff we don't want. No, church. David says, shall I give to the Lord that which costs me nothing? A worship gift, a worship offering will cost you something. A worship offering. You give when it does not make sense. My budget is not coming together. But I decide to give, not because I'm told to give, but because I've got an inner witness that I have to do this. Inner witness, not out of command. No. No pressure. No compulsion. No force. Not reluctantly, but I have an inner witness. Inner witness. My budget does not come together. I'm trying to pull the strings whichever way it doesn't come together. But there's an inner witness that says I must give besides all what I'm seeing here. Come on, church. Come on, church. He says we must excel in this area. Says, you, Corinthian church, you are excelling in faith. You're unstoppable, unshakable faith. In utterance, you are there. In the gifts of the Spirit, you are there. Paul says, you are excelling in this area, in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I also want you to excel. Do you know what it means to excel, church? To be excellent in something means you are the best in it. God wants the church to be the best in giving. And God will bless us the best so that we can have good church, beautiful place to worship God in. A beautiful place that can glorify God. To say, wow. Wow. In the Old Testament, the presence of the Lord would come. Listen, can I say this? The tabernacle, even the tent of meeting, the tabernacle, God had specifications how it ought to be made. It wasn't just a little shelter to keep pigs. For God to appear in that tent of meeting, God had specifications. Bezalel had to do it the particular way that God wanted. Then the presence of God appeared. You think God is glorified when the churches look like this? No. God wants us to have air-conditioned churches. Air-conditioned. Amen. Ceiling, beautiful, proper, air-conditioned. That glorifies God. But because we don't have the full knowledge of God as we ought to have, we think everything goes with God. Mm-mm. He's particular. The giving you give is particular. That's why we looked at 7 points. He is particular. God is, he's always been, church. I say he's always been. He's particular. He's particular. Oh, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 8, verses 10 and 11. And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Number 10, for God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. Can you see this? The response to giving. Now, this is the blessing, is the response. God responds to giving with his blessing that maketh us rich. Without a shadow of doubt, you can see in the scriptures that is the giving that activates the blessing that prospers us. Am I talking to you today? Oh, hallelujah. Philippians chapter number 4, verses 15 to 19, the NLT. As you know, you Philippians were the only ones who gave me financial help when I first brought you the good news and then traveled on from Macedonia. No other church did this. Even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent help more than once. I don't say this because I want a gift from you. Paul says, I'm not saying this because I want your money. God doesn't want your money. You want his money. Rather, I want you to receive a reward for your kindness. There's a reward to your giving. Because now here's the thing. These are churches that this man of God established. Now he says, I don't want to have to have churches I've established that are full of poor believers. Paul established these churches. He was the man of God. He was a servant of God. The apostle that established these churches. But he's talking to them. He is teaching them. He's instructing them because he did not want to have the churches that he established that are full of poor believers, lacking believers. And he tells them how to come out of lack. He tells them how to come out of poverty. He tells them. He's the father. He's the spiritual father to them. He tells them, I'm not taking advantage of you. I'm not looking for your gift. You're not doing me a favor. You're not doing God a favor. You're doing yourselves a favor. It's the church that carries you. You don't carry the church. Is the church that carries you. The bonus you get is because of the church. The position you get is because of the church. The job you get is because of the church. The profit you are making is because of the church. The health you are enjoying is because of the church. You don't carry the church. The church carries you. How can you carry the body of Jesus? If you can carry the church, that means you are carrying Jesus. You don't carry the church. The church carries you. You are not losing because of the church. Oh, hallelujah. It says, rather, I want you to receive a reward for your kindness. At the moment, I have all I need and more. I'm generously supplied with the gifts you send me with Epaphroditus. Now listen, it says, there is sweet-smelling sacrifice that is acceptable and pleasing to God. Why acceptable and pleasing to God? Because that's what God wants, number one. And number two, because giving glorifies God and not man. Acceptable and pleasing, it glorifies God. It honors God. Acceptable and pleasing. Now listen. The response to their giving in verse number 19. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs. Can you see? Giving activates God's supply. Because you have done this, now God will supply. So by your giving, you have activated God's supply. By your giving, we have caused God to supply you. That's why he says it's not the gift I'm looking for. It's the reward. It's the reward. It was their giving to Paul's ministry for the work of the gospel that activated the blessing of the Lord on their life. What are we talking about here? We are back to Proverbs 10:22, right there. It's for the church. It's for the church. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 13, the NIV. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, 13, the NIV. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ. Can you see that? Because of the service, your giving, by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ. Giving is obedience to the gospel of Christ. It's in the scriptures. Not just confession. It says the obedience that accompanies your confession, the giving. So giving is obedience to the gospel of Christ. God give me, God bless me. But what if you are walking in disobedience? God does not bless disobedience. I say God does not bless disobedience. Let's look at it from the King James, Philippians chapter number 4, verses 15 to 17. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving. Please underline giving and receiving. Please highlight giving and receiving, but you only. Giving and receiving is giving and receiving. For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Account, where's this account? In heaven. So, giving is spiritual. Where is this account? Heaven. Giving is a spiritual transaction. Can you see that? It says, I seek the fruit that abounds to your heavenly account. So giving is spiritual. Giving is spiritual. That's why the devil attacks Christians so much. It's a spiritual warfare. Not devil wants you to prosper. Not devil wants your needs met. Not devil wants you to live above poverty, above your wants. Not devil wants that. Giving is spiritual. Can you see it? When you give, you are heaping up your own withdrawals. What do you do when you give? You are heaping up your own withdrawals. Not the bank of this earth. The invisible one. The unseen one. The heavenly one. The one that will never be hit by recession. There's no recession that will hit that bank. You know it's so bad that everyone can become poor with the flip of a finger. When recession hits, poor, even the rich people, they become poor like everyone else. There's nothing the bank can do. Everyone loses everything. But not so with the Bank of Heaven. No recession can hit that one. Tell your neighbor again slowly. Giving is spiritual. Giving is spiritual. Finally, for emphasis, just for emphasis sake. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. Just for emphasis as we close today. And God, that's NLT. And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Let me do it this way for you. To have always all things we need in abundance, right? To have always all things we need in abundance. We are to maintain the cycle of giving and receiving. That's what he's saying, the gist of this. And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. This is the blessing because of giving. Now, to have always all things we need in abundance, we are to maintain the cycle of giving and receiving. What does that mean? That tells you one thing and one thing only. Giving is consistent. The giving that God is looking for is consistent. Giving is not a knee-jerk reaction. You don't give because you've been psychologically and emotionally psyched up. No. You don't need, that's manipulation. When you're psyched up to give, that's manipulation. That's not the giving that activates the blessing. Giving is to be consistent. It's something that you decide. It's not psychology. You are not psyched up. You decide in your heart. And the Bible says we are to excel in giving if you are to excel in receiving. Can you see that? If we are to excel in receiving, rather, we are to excel in giving. What does excel mean? We are to be the best. We are to be pioneers. Paul says, you guys are pioneers. You are leading the way. You excel in giving. You are excelling in this service. You are excelling in this grace. You are excelling in this ministry. Let's clap hands for Jesus today.